Tzol Shir, Sunday night, or Liyud Aleph Adar, Toshinayin Hey. We're doing Aleph Zion, in the middle of Aleph Zion, and which is talking about. So I want to start off actually with, you know, we've been talking about why Tfisa helps, especially the emphasis that Tzoy says in Aleph Zion that Knas is. The Chiyuv Knas is sort of created by Beis Din when they paskin, unlike Mominus. We'll go over the Tzoyis once more just to solidify, you know, get clear what he says. But we've been talking about Tfisa in Aleph Vav, and Aleph Zion makes us wonder more why Tfisa helps if there's no Psak Beis Din. The way the Tzoyis talks so heavily about the necessity for Psak Beis Din even to create the Chiyuv Knas. And Aleph Ches will be talking about that also. So, and we keep saying Don Inish Dina Lenavshe, and Rabbi Nussbaum raises an eyebrow always when he hears that. Like, what does it mean? Is it a judicial system? The guy makes his own judicial system. So I just want to see the makor of all of this is in a rush in Bava Kama. I'll read it to you if you have the Bava Kama there. It's the rush, the good old rush in the back of the Gemara. And it's at the end of the first parak in Bava Kama. And he's talking about, the Gemara is actually talking about Palganiska, the Chatzinezek of Atam, if it's Momen or Knas. And so there's a long rush that talks about that the Gemara says Palganiska Knosa. You're not gove et babavel, because you need smuchim, the paskin knas, and we don't have smuchim in babavel, there's no smuchim, but you could be toifus, it's a gemara. Gemara, at least, we're talking about chatzin ezek by tam, be toifus loy mafkinim nine. So there's a long rush that brings down many rishonim about tfisa, and why it helps, and how it helps, different svaras. Then at the end, the rush says,
what's in it?
It's at the end of chaf. Well, it's Chaf, the end of the first parak Chaf. We're not learning the whole Rosh. It's a very long Rosh. I just want to learn just a few lines. He says, the Li Nira. Oh, no. The Lo Nira Li. The Lav Takantahi. The idea of being Tofes Knas in Bavel is not a Takona Drabona. Eladinahu, this is Meikar Adin, you can be Toysis. The Midioraisa Machayev Lei, now this is how he says it. I don't know how it fits with the Lomdus of the Ktsois. We'll discuss it. What's so funny? I'll explain. There's different levels of Chiyuv. Even in Momen, there's different levels of Chiyuv. You know, when I borrow money from you, just to answer your question, you know, you want to wipe the smirk off your face. When I borrow money from you, let's say I borrow it for 30 days, I'm one level, I'm a chuyiv immediately. I borrowed money from you, it's not pshat, it's a matana for 30 days, and after 30 days it somehow magically transforms. I owe you money now. But that's like a very, I don't know what to call a very sublime level. I owe you money. I don't have to pay you. See, when we use the word chayav, we're sloppy. We're not really being lawyers. We're not being lamdonim. We're not being precise. Chayav could have many meanings. It could be I owe you money. Then it could be I am chayav. It could be I owe you. Chayav could mean I have to. It could mean I owe you. Or it could mean I am obligated to go pay you. For example, the minute I borrow money from you, even if I borrow money from you and this man Piron is in 30 days, I owe you the money immediately. No question. I'm just showing different levels of chiv. I'm not going. These things are very broad. We can talk for hours about them. There's a Shimon Shkup on them. You know, there's like a lot of. I just want to show you the different levels of chiv. I owe you money. The word chayav meaning owe. Then there's chayav meaning I have to pay you. I'm chuyav, like from the sense of obligation. I have to do something. I have to go pay you. Even in Momenus, The Gemara makes clear in Sanhedrin and in Bava Kamma that there's different levels of chiyuv. Sometimes Bezdin Paskins comes in two stages. Chayiv atolitein lo, you're mechuyev to go pay the debt. Then there's seiten lo, that's another level. Even Bezdin, when they're paskining, paskins in two shlavim. Like, you're obligated to do it, but like, I'm not sure now of the exact one. And then in the Gemara, it's called Chayiv atolitein lo and seiten lo. Seiten lo makes it that mamish like mamoni gaboch, that you have money by me, like your money is by me. Chayiv atolitein lo, it's my money, I have to give it to you. Seiten lo, it's like I'm holding your money, I just have to transfer it to you. I'm always very fond of the Chayiv HaLovus at the beginning of Shara HaBitachon. He says a person's mechuyev to have bitachon in Hashem. Kamo sheha eved chayav liftoach ba'adono, who gives him everything he has. Now when you read that sentence, the word chayav doesn't mean obligated. He's not talking about like an obligation, one of the 613 mitzvahs that you have to have bitachon. The adon is not, the eved is not mechuyev to have bitachon. That the lashon chayav, like it has to be that way. You know, like you say, chayiv. A lot of times, Chazal use the word chayiv that way. So, like chayiv odem loymar, you know, mosa yagiu masalim. Doesn't have to mean something. It's like what?
Imperative.
Unless it has to be that way. That's what imperative means. It has to be that way. The odon, the evid has no choice. Like he has to. He has to, we say in English. He has to have bitachon in his odon. He's not getting breakfast, he's not getting lunch, he's not getting supper, he's not getting anything without the odon providing it for him. So he has to rely on the odon to give it to him. So that's the way the Chavad HaLov says the sentence, and I like the sentence because it puts the word chayav like also in a more sublime light. It has to be that way. It has to. That's the way it's supposed to be. When a guy's the Torah says, I want to show you it's not so partial. We're very used to the idea that without Bezdin paskening, a guy's mechuyev misa, he's not mechuyev misa, right? He's not a gavrik tailor, he's not actually mechuyev misa. The Torah says, mechalaleho mos yumas. I submit to you that as soon as a guy's mechal Shabbos, whether it was Eidim, it wasn't Eidim, there was Asra, it wasn't Asra, we know about it, we don't know about it, there wasn't the Psak Bezdin, he's chayev misa. On the first level, let's say, he deserves to die. Let's say the Torah says, you deserve to die. On the level of the, I'm just using the words, on the level of the Chayiv HaLovus is saying, the Eved is Chayiv that bitachon in the Odo. The imperative. The guy's Mechal Shabbos is an imperative, he should die. Now, I'm not allowed to go kill him. Like there's no Chayiv Atolit ain't low. Or certainly not say ten lo till it bezdin paskens. So there are different levels of chiyuv. So the fact that the Rosh says a guy is chayiv knas doesn't necessarily, it's not necessarily what the Ktzois is talking about when the Ktzois says there's no chiyuv. Maybe, maybe not. Let me see. So, okay, let's just. You have to know what level of chiyuv. There's different levels of chiyuv. Even in moment, there's different levels of chiyuv. Like I say, even when Bezdin Paskins, moment is, they paskin in two shlovim, chayiv adolitin lo and seiten lo. There's different shlovim of chiyuv.
Isn't the Rosh just saying here that the tefisa is not a takana derabbanan?
That's what we're learning now. But the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way, and this is what the Ktzois. Eladina whom the Araisa, and this is the Eloshenlo, the Dayan Babogel, Sheyechufenu Litenlo. When Bezdin paskins something, the Rosh's Loshen is that Bezdin can't force him to give it. I think it's a mistake and a superficial understanding of the Rosh to say that he means that Knas is like Mammon, the Mamish Mechuyavit, it's just that Bezdin can't force him. Bezdin can't force him. When Bezdin paskins, I think that's what it means, they could force him. I know by a get. Let's say, koifin al a get. you know, when you force a guy to give a get. The Besdin doesn't, so without a Psak Besdin, you can't force a guy to give a get. The Besdin's not paskening really to force him. The Besdin creates a level of chiyuv. In other words, the highest level of chiyuv, like say Tenlo, I would call that level of chiyuv, I could force you to do it. In other words, once you're at the highest level, like it's kilu mamoni gaboch, like you have money by me. One's best, so now I could be forced to give it to you because I'm holding your money. So when the Rosh says Besdin just can't force him, I don't think it should be understood superficially as if we're looking at a Besdin only as a mafia, a shotrim. You know, you're treating Besdin as shotrim, that they have to carry out the chiyuv and force him to give it. And there's no Besdin, so he can't be forced to. No, it's a level of chiyuv that doesn't exist by knas without Besdin. Like, Besdin doesn't paskin, you're mechuyev to give it to him. I think you have the first level of chiyuv. I think it's, I'm with the choice. Knas is like Misa. But just like I would say, a guy in Chal Shabbos, he's Mechuyev Misa. And I'm not talking about Besdin, Mechuyev Misa, and Asra, and Edib, and Gavrik Taylor Kotal, and you can go kill him. It's imperative that he deserves to die. That's what I call it. Rabbi Greenspan called it imperative. He deserves to die. No, on that level, you're not Mechuyev Dina Shemayim. No. That's what the Ktois is going to say. I think there's no steer between the Ktois and Rosh. They're using the words differently. It's an important yisod. I'm not saying what I'm saying is posher. Maybe it's a chiddush, but I'm talking. I mean, I heard Shiram on these things. When the Rosh says there's just no Besdin to be koy for him, he's not arguing with the Ktois, so to speak. Or the Ktois is not arguing with the Rosh. Besdin's not a mafia to force a guy to do something. I noticed from Hilchus Gittin Clark, I dealt with this for decades. When you say Besdin could be paskin, you could be koyfim to give a get, it's a mistake. It's a superficial understanding that Besdin is a mafia forcing him to give a get. It's a level of chiyuv where the get is like imperative. Oh no, I'm sorry. Where it's like say Tenlo. Like, I would call it the level, just like I'm explaining by Momin. I'm saying, Chayev Atalitin Lo means I have, when I borrow money from you, I owe you money. I owe you! That's like an Eved. Owes the Adam Bitocho. It's imperative. Chayev Atalitin Lo means there's a tzak that you have to go fulfill your chiyuv. You have to go do it. I'm a chiyuv right now in Chanukah Lift. I am. But that's the first level of chiyuv. I don't have to go do anything. A person mechuyev and tell you, I'm mechuyev now to eat matzah on Pesach night. I'm mechuyev now. I'm not mechuyev on the level of chayev atolitein lo. I don't have to go do it. I'm not chayev atolecho matzah. But I'm mechuyev in the mitzvah of matzah. Right? And because of that, I don't have to do anything. You don't have the chayev atolitin lo. You don't have the chayev atolecho matzah. You only have the... Anyway, but let's use the guidelines that I said. That when Besdin paskens chayev atolitin lo, so he owes, then he has to give the money. But it's still my money that I have to give you. When they paskin say tenlo, and this is in the Rishonim above a Kama Beferish, that when they paskin say tenlo, it's your money that I have. So that's the level where they can be koy for me. Because you see, the kfiya, not the pshat, they can be a mafia. The pshat is, I'm holding your money, so they can come into, they can go take it from me and give it to you. But they want to give it to the rightful owner.
So anybody can do it.
Maybe yeah, maybe not. If they pass can say tenlo. Maybe yeah, if they say tenlo. Anyways, I want to explain that the lashonos might be used differently. It's not necessarily using the same words. So you can't ask a kasha, how could say, what he says, it's against the Rosh. Not necessarily true. Anyway, so the Rosh says that the Besdin paskins, but you're mechuyev anyway. So to me that just means, like you say, a person mechal Shabbos, he's mechuyev nisa. So a person's short time, he's mazik, he's mechuyev knas. That's what the Rosh is saying. The Rosh talks a pidush. And then he says, and since that's Bezdin's role, b'chai gavna ovirin ish dina l'nafshe. So then you could be toifus. Tfisa has the koach of a rule that I keep promising we're going to learn in some mandalas. I just hope we never get up to there because it's very hard. But ovirin ish dina l'nafshe. A person could take the law into his own hand. It's almost literally what it is. But it's mamash. But this is the rush. It's a rush above a comma. That tfisa for knas works through the channel of Ovid Inish Dina Lenafshe, below Mafkina Mine, Ad the Yogway Maghim Dreisel. Since he's Mechui of the Knas already, this is why you have to say everybody agrees with this. Since he's Mechui of the Knas, that's the whole rush. I just wanted to show you that what we keep saying, as if Rav Shimon Shkop made it up, it's not Rav Shimon Shkop, it's a rush of Baba Kama, that Tfisa works along the channels of Don Inish Dina Lanafsha. And Ramela has the guidelines. That's what we saw in Alevav. That you have to be able to prove you don't have that koach unless you could prove that it's coming to you, Taka. Now, so that if Bezdin would create the whole, like, Chiyuv from square one, then obviously it's like, you don't have that koach. Adarabba, you have to prove that he's mechuyev it to you before you can grab it. So the grabbing can't be the doninish dina lanafshe can't be like to create a first level chiyuv. But the first level chiyuv is there anyway. The Rosh says Bezdin's job. Again, this is the reasoning of the Rosh. However you learn in the Rosh, these are the words of the Rosh. Mechuyev knas anyway. The Bezdin just could collect it. I'm using the words loosely. And Mamela, since that's, quote, all the best it does, unquote, so therefore you could be toifus it, because then your tfisa could have the koach of donin ish dina l'nafshe, as long as you could prove that he taka owes it to you, level one. Obviously this doesn't work if the Bezdin has to create level one.
So what is the level three of saying? By class?
It's level one. It's the level that exists when I borrow money from you for 30 days. What's right now, before the 30 days? I owe you money. I owe you knas. But just like by money, no one's going to have a havamina that I should pay you now. Because even the first level of chayev atoliteng lo, that I have to go do something because I owe you money. That only starts in 30 days. So by knas, you never get to that level without a bezdin. Without a bezdin, you can't get to that level. It's bezdin that paskins chayev atoliteng lo. And then say ten lo, which is even heavier. With this, by the way, with this you said you can understand things like maybe, now you talk about women in mitzvah sasechus mount groma. They might have level one chiyuv. They just don't have to do it. They don't have to fulfill their chiyuv. Maybe that's why they could say v'tzivonu, according to those who shown them, that they can make a bracha and say v'tzivonu, because if they do it, they get a mitzvah. So what do you mean? You're saying v'tzivonu. The answer is, maybe. Maybe that's another mahalach. They're part of Klal Yisrael, and it's Yivanu means Klal Yisrael. Okay, I'm saying that it could be they even have level one, that they're mechuyev in the mitzvah, but they don't have the chayev atoliteng lo level. They don't have to do anything. It's like they owe money before the 30 days, and they remain on that level. But if they, just like if you decide to pay up the money you owe before the 30 days, are you giving them a tana?
Say no, please.
You're not giving them a tana, because you owe the money. So if a woman decides to do a mitzvah, she's not grandma, possibly, she's doing a latent, I don't know if that's the right word. What?
You have to say that my grandma is a tour.
It's a p'tur from doing it.
I know. Torah turned out.
Just showing how these things have ramifications in other areas. These levels of chiyuv, as we're talking, has ramifications. I just wanted to, since he started off with a big smile on his face, I wanted to wipe the smirk off his face.
Yeah, so the rush will say the guy has no fear of Dei Shemayim.
The rush could hold the Adachi of Dei Shemayim, yeah.
Yes.
That's my point. He
yeah,
could.
There's a chiyuv right, but there's a chiyuv right. So
the chiyuv is like, is the guy mechuyev lo to Dei Shemayim to pay up a loan before the 30 days?
Yes.
What?
No, sorry. Sorry. I thought you were throwing this.
I am saying the Russia's word chiyuv is the level of chiyuv where you owe money before the 30 days. You borrowed money for 30 days. Nobody's not going to say the word, you don't owe the money. And this is very, has a lot of ramifications in Hilchos Shmitas Ksofim. Shvius is not Meshamed owing. It's Meshamed having to pay. Not Meshamed to Etzum Chol. That's Klar. And that's why it's Taka, not even Meshamed before the 30 days. If you hit the Shemitah, the last minute of Shemitah, when it's Meshamed, if at that point you only owe money in 30 days, because you borrowed for 30 days, Shemitah is not Meshamed. And that's why there's an Inyan to pay, even after Shemitah. So you'll say, so then why isn't there an Inyan to give Knas? Lotzi Dei Shemayim. There's also different levels. Lotzi Dei Shemayim means you're Mechuyev Dei Shemayim. Knas, you're not Mechuyev Dei Shemayim either. There's a level where if I give you money, it's not a matana. I'm tzushdeling to the latent chiyuv. Yeah? I'm not sure about Knas. Okay? Have to know. We're trying to cram Kala Tarakula into like one size and one line in the rush. Okay, just go over the rush and Aleph Zion. Da the B'shulchan Aruch kan einu mechalek bin dikin nosus mamish. Like heavy duty knos, real knos. Ushar gzeilos v'chavolos and momenis, which just Chazal decided to be makbid that you need smuchim. Because really you need smuchin for everything we paskin, even regular momentous. We have a concept that for the smooth functioning of society, shlichusayu ko avdinon, with ki'ilu the shluchim of dayonim smuchim, and Chazal limited that concept of shlichusayu ko avdinon to things which have kisaron kis, like loans, business transactions, maybe hezek, and midi the shia, things that are that occur quite frequently. So the other things you also need smuchim for, but they're not knosis, they're regular momentous. So the Tzai says, even though the Shulchan Aruch lumps it together, that you need smuchim for both kinds, but they're very, 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 very different. The less mechisaron kis abal hevdel mevur, but certainly they're very starkly different. The mamon mamish avagav deloy dain lidan leidus manaz kibin delo shchiach. Those that are not shchiach, it's talking about the less mechisaron kis bikomakom lotsi yidei shemayim who ba'atzmo tzarich l'shalim v'gazlan who meinu m'shalim. Yeah, the Shem gazlan. He's a rosha. He's a gazlan. I would say there's a level of even chayavat olita. No, it's a level of after the 30 days, but there's no level of seiten. It's like after the 30 days, you taka owe the money. You taka owe it, not just the owing of before the 30 days, but the owing of after the 30 days. Meaning you have to give it. You have to pay him. There's no bezin to paskin that you have to pay him to actualize it. Abu Knas Mamish, but real Knas, Lo Shaykh Budina de Shemayim. There's no such thing you have to pay what's the day Shemayim. Called Dine Knas, Lena de Vatoli, Rakasha Yashirin Elohim. It ain't a Bezin Donim also, Lo Shaykh Budina de Shemayim. I would say that not even, you don't get to the first slav. The second slav. You don't get to the Chayavat Olitan Lo. You don't get to the, you have to go pay it.
He's talking pretty strongly here though, isn't he?
Yeah, but he's talking about the second schlaf.
He seems to be talking about no schlaf, though, doesn't he, really?
I don't know. You could say that. But then you have a problem. How come Fisa helps?
I'm telling you.
Chayni to be Yerushalmi, so for Gimel the Tzuvus, Maush. That's how that they create the Chiyuv.
Not talking about
Knas. Talking about Knas, absolutely.
So
sure, the Makayfa. That's how you learn how Moedim Kaz Potter. Below our Mashiach Satsmo.
That's only by Knasses, not by Mashiach Satsmo, but that's by all by Dinei Mamas in general. Okay, yeah, no, I know. Say it, but there's other Dinei Mamas rather than
being Mamas.
Okay,
I'm saying
it. It's only by
Knasses,
right?
Right? Okay. Shneimo, not just right.
I didn't think it was
Shneimo. All right.
Say it.
Sorry. This is classic. This is the
Pasuk of Moedim Kaz
Potter.
Yeah.
The act of be lost in the Shemayim by Knas without a Pesach Beznit. It's rain of an order, it's like Toshma. Have a great excuse now that I don't have a problem of the Isser to be Meshachar and Eben Knani. You have nothing, my friend. Main Knossos out of the Bezdin, the Be'edim. The Yorbal will say Yudei Shemayim, or maybe there's some words missing here, but that's the idea. Vor Mizeh, the Fila Bode B'Knas, Lachakach Bo'edim, Potur, nowadays, because no Bezdin, Fila Lotz Yudei Shemayim. And he says, the Fila Tofas, the Hosom Evet Buchsak Biyatzvo. Now Tfisa does help. So we said, this type of Tfisa, of Evet Buchsak Biyatzmo, would not qualify as Doninish Dina Lanafshe.
Why? Why don't you say Filu Tofes?
What?
You should say Tofes. You should say Tofes, not Tapas. Isn't it?
I don't know.
So Mashman, and if you had like a shoot film and it had the other guy stuffing his skirt, so the male, he was Mufzak, it would also be like an Evet.
No! The idea of Evet Buchsak Biyatzmo is like, it's not really a tfisa. It's more, I think, therefore I am.
He's thinking.
I don't mean to say it has to be a pa'ula, but it has to be like a transference, like I'm doing something. Evet's not doing anything. Geen kozel toys be ksubis. Aber gab de hoch auf viel losses de shmaim in a khayev. Das tot tot ba knas. Kitzur de toys is showing in toys is feirish that there's no losses de shmaim by knas. The davke be momen toys is country is at the momen even company be drabe mine. You have to pay losses de shmaim. You have to pay losses de shmaim. Oh, I promised you a story. Oh, no time. No time tonight for the story. Tzoyz is mechade, not really Tzoyz, it's really a Gemara. That Kamli B'drabi Minei only cuts off Chayev Atoliting Lo. Bezdin Kim Paskin, you have to go pay it. But Yitaka owe the money, and there's a mitzvah to pay it, Lotz Zidei Shemayim. I don't even know if mitzvah is the right word. You have to pay it, Lotz Zidei Shemayim. Even we're used to look around, you know, you talk about Lashonis, walk around the whole Shas, say Kabbalah B'Dabinei is Potter. Actually, a Chayav. Lost the Day Shemayim. The only tour is in that final level of Chayavat Alitin Law. It's in the Perish of Gemara. Taisus is Machalik between Momin of Kabbalah B'Dabinei, that you're Machuyev to pay Lost the Day Shemayim, and Knas, where there's no Lost the Day Shemayim. That's Taisus' Chilik. Abu Knas, when Machayev El Alpi Bezdin, but the other moment is where you need a bezin of smuchim to paskin, but they are moment, not knas. So bezin's not done it, but if you don't pay, you're a gazlan, because their bezin are just clarifying that you're mechuyev, but about the mechuyev innately anyway, even the highest level of chiyev, you're mechuyev say tenlo. You just need Bezdin to paskin it. He says, "Leivri Asadi Elo L'Shakri." It's just a question of clarification. Bezdin Ein Sorech Elo L'Hatzil. It's Oshuk Biyaroshko. Bezdin's social role of saving the oppressed from those who would oppress them. So, okay, if you look in the bottom, whoever has already experienced him, he actually brings down a technical machlokas. Says the Chinuch says there is a chiyuv lost to the Shemayim by Knas. The Minchas Chinuch says that the Chinuch only says it by Chatzi Nezek, because it's Mamish a Hezek. It's just Chatzi Nezek, so it's Knas, but otherwise he doesn't. What? But the Rosh says it by all Knas.
Knas
is certainly like that. My point was to explain the Rosh. That when the Rosh is chayev, it means on the level of the Chalaleho Mosumos. The Rosh means the most, I call it latent. The most, I don't know if that's the right word. The most latent level. Like Bechalaleh Mos Yumos. So Ma'anis is a Basula has to pay Chamishim Kesef Knas. But Bezdin has to create even the first level of Tzei Tenlo. I'm sorry, of Chayav Atalitinlo. You have to act upon that Chayav. Sorry?
Unique.
Unique to what? It's like Misa, not like Momen. There's three areas. There's Misa, Malkus, Momen, and Knas. All the choices being the Chadish based on the Toysis, really. The Toysis, Sushtelling, that's a Toysis, that there's no Lotz Yidei Shemayim by Knas. The Toysis, Sushtelling, that, that's really what's the point of this whole Tzois? Really, that there's no chiyuv lotz yidei shemayim. That's really the whole point of the tzeis. Then he has this strange line that tfisa doesn't help, which is really, really weird, because tfisa does help by knas, and we just had the whole tzeis in Aleph Vav talking about tfisa help by knas, and we're going to have the whole tzeis in Ches talking about tfisa help by knas. So there's like a weird one-liner that comes out and punches you in the nose. So that's the only eights I have is that he's tafka talking about the eved being tofus ba'atzmo, which is not really a Doninish Dina Lanafshe type of tfisa.